Coastal Carolina takes over first place in the East Division with a series opening 79-62 win over Georgia Southern. Coastal improves to 12-3 on the year, 6-2 in conference play with Appalachian State's loss at Troy tonight. They do take over first as App falls to 6-3 in the league. Georgia Southern with back-to-back losses, now 4-5 in the league and 10-8 overall. Going into the finale tomorrow as the Eagles try to split. That's a 4 o'clock tip that's been moved back an hour because this game was moved to 8:30. We'll be live at 3:30 on the Georgia Southern Sports Network with the countdown to tip-off, but our Ford locker room wrap-up continues with a visit with head coach Brian Berg. It was a tight game towards the final 6 minutes of the first half. Coastal Carolina goes on the 19-5 run. From a defensive standpoint, in what ways did you see them break you guys down?
It goes back to one-on-one defense. One-on-one defense and second chance points. This is something we tried to address after South Alabama. Laid that out in practice. We didn't get it into the game. The one-on-one defense really breaks you down. You know, either we're getting a steal or we're giving them a bucket at the rim. You know, they shoot 51%. You're not going to win games when your opponent's shooting 51%.
You do come up with 14 offensive rebounds that led to 19 second chance points. And I mentioned a couple of times during the game, it really looked like Kamari Brown. Every time the ball was going up, he was crashing the offensive glass.
Yeah, he was gave us great second chance points, got all over the glass, tried to rebound it with two hands, something that we preach daily in practice. That's a bright spot for our program. We do go to the offensive boards. Got to consistently try to get better offensively gelling. You know, we still settle at times where we shoot too many threes. Got to get out in transition to try to get some easy baskets because every time they're able to set the defense, it's hard. It's hard to be able to score easy baskets whenever the defense is set. So we're trying to get out in transition, but to be able to get in transition, you got to be able to get stops. You look back to our four games where we went 3-1, we held our opponents to 39% from the field. Yeah. That allowed us to get easier baskets in transition.
It had been 40% or less in three of the previous four games. But going back to a point that you just made about trying to take fewer threes, first half, 13 of the 29 attempts were from distance, just 2 out of 13. In the second half, just 13 of the 33, and you make 5 of them. Trying to find a better shot selection, it seemed like that happened a little bit more in the second half, especially from Eric Boone, who scores all 17 of his after halftime.
Yeah, anytime we can be aggressive, get inside out, have our feet set, it's a good three. We just don't want to settle. We got to get to the free throw line. You know, if we get to the free throw line, the clock stops, we get a chance to get easier baskets.
Coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Georgia Southern tries to split the weekend after a 17-point loss, and it's an even quicker turnaround. Usually you'd have a 6 and then followed by a 3, but with this being on ESPN2, an 8:30 tip to be followed by a 4 p.m. game, with the amount of time to get ready for tomorrow minimized even more, how will you use that time?
We'll go through our normal routine recovery. It's just an hour difference, so nothing's going to change there other than 1 hour. In regards to our prep, so guys will come in, we'll go through our walkthrough, we'll get a chance to watch some film, try to put those adjustments into the game, get ready for a quick turnaround against Coastal tomorrow.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
As head coach Brian Berg on the Ford locker room wrap-up, as Georgia Southern falls to the visiting Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina 79-62, we'll wrap it up when we return on the Ford locker room wrap-up from Learfield, IMG College.